Well, I had just graduated from college, and I worked a couple jobs, saved as much money as I could, and I backpacked around the world for about a year and hitchhiked mostly and spent most of my time in developing countries. And the first country that I visited was India, and I was completely overwhelmed, as you mentioned, by the excruciating and extreme poverty and the injustice of the poverty in India. And then I went to Nepal, where the poverty index was even more severe. And I was climbing up into the mountains, trekking actually through the jungle to get to the mountains, and passed through a village where they were celebrating the opening of a school that they had built. And it was a 2-day celebration. They never went home. So I was at the tail end of that. It was an incredible, incredible experience. And I saw now not just the desperation of extreme poverty, but the hope, you know, and the courage that surrounded education. And I think a seed was planted there. I finished this trip and made it back to the States, and I saw poverty in our own country in a much different way, especially in American inner cities, and, you know, seemingly intractable problems with gang violence and all sorts of different things happening, but still that same thread of hope and courage that I saw in Nepal. So I wanted to act on all these experiences, but I chickened out and ended up taking a job with GE in corporate finance instead.
And how long did it take you before you decided that that was not the life you wanted to lead?
I worked with GE for about 15 months. And over that time, you know, I felt a growing sense of responsibility to really step up and act on these experiences and really try to align the way I was living with what I believed in. And so 15 months later, I left GE and they stripped away the safety nets and we went for it.